It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Hopefully you never have to, but if you do have to call 911, chances are most of us have no idea what goes on behind the scenes to receive that call and dispatch emergency services to your location. With us today is Zim Schwartz, who is the director of the Springfield-Greene County 911 Emergency Communications Center. She's going to give us some insight into the operations center and also talk about a brand new, exciting technology update that she wants to announce today.
Yes, thank you for having me today.
So first of all, let's just get into it. Tell us about the Emergency Communications Department, kind of in the basic services. Like I said, most people probably don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So walk us through that.
We are proud to serve and dispatch directly for 22 different police and fire agencies here in Greene County. And we're also very fortunate to have two hospitals here in our area, as everyone knows, that we transfer those medical calls to them. They have their own dispatch centers and can handle those directly. So we are a very, very busy center, about third largest in the state behind Kansas City and St. Louis. And last year alone, in 2017, we had over 263,000 911 calls. In addition, we have over 500,000 phone interactions. So we stay quite busy.
So what does that break down to on a daily or monthly basis?
We handle about 700 to 800 911 calls in a 24-hour period on the average. Of course, some days are a little busier. It gets busier in the afternoons, early evenings, and on weekends, but on the average, about 700 to 800 a day.
One question I hear a lot is, are police and fire requests handled differently? A lot of times when there's a 911 call, a fire truck shows up, even though it might be a medical situation. So explain the difference there.
Well, there is a different process. Obviously, fire is situated differently in different stations throughout Springfield and our county. And then, of course, we have law enforcement, whether it be Springfield PD, Greene County Sheriff's Office, or whatever agency, small towns in our area. So they are handled a little differently. And some often will say, well, I just want an officer, or I just want EMS, an ambulance. I don't want everything else. Well, there's rules, obviously, and protocols that we have in place. And in Springfield, inside the city limits, there are 11 different categories that Springfield Fire will respond to in reference to a medical request, whether it be chest pains, gunshots, stabbing, stroke, drowning, etc. So there's 11 different categories that they will respond to. Otherwise, they will not. Now, the Greene County fire agencies, all the rest of them, the rest of the 12 in our county, will go on medical calls. Of course, Springfield Fire will go upon request of anyone. They will help the EMS folks, whether it be Mercy or Cox. But we do have different ways we handle all these different calls coming in.
So obviously, we live in a cell phone world, and everybody
yes.
has a cell phone attached to them or in their pocket. But cell phones certainly are different from a landline, and that the precise location of a caller sometimes isn't known.
Oh, cell phones are very, very convenient, as most everyone these days have one, but they have made our jobs in 911 profession a lot harder. We have what's called phase two, and that technology allows us to be able to find you fairly closely. Obviously, on a landline, buildings are fixed. We go by latitude, longitude. Those buildings don't move. But in cell phone world, everyone is moving, and everyone is constantly trying to, when they contact us, they're trying to tell us where they are. And that's the biggest thing I want to tell people. The TV shows are great, but they're not real accurate on what we can do and cannot do at a 911 center, especially across the country. Everyone is so different with different technology. So please, please, always know where you are, whether you're on a street you drive every day or out in the rural area. Always, always know where you are. That's the biggest thing I can tell you, because sometimes it is hard to find people.
So you mentioned rural areas. That's an area where sometimes there isn't service. So how do you handle that, and what's the advice for if you're in an area that has spotty service?
Well, we're very fortunate these days with the different wireless carriers out there. There's lots of cell phone towers. And what is happening in our industry is, with the increase of towers, obviously how we can receive cell phone calls and how they get to us is the best it's ever been. Still not as reliable as landline, obviously, but what it does is it triangulates off of the nearest tower, and yes, you may have service in and out, but it's a lot better than it was even just 5 years ago. So it triangulates off the nearest tower and sends us that information, hopefully to the right 911 dispatch center. If it does go to a neighboring county, they're very good about transferring, as we are to them.
So we mentioned at the beginning that there's an exciting new technology update.
Yes.
We want to talk about that today. So tell us about the new text messaging option.
Well, we now have the capability to receive text to 911 here in our county. And you're one of the first to hear about it. So we haven't quite rolled it out to the media and to the public yet because we are still in our testing phase and getting ready to put it out there. We still prefer voice 911 calls. That's still the preferred option. But if there is some type of an incident going on where it is dangerous for you to talk, you need 911, you can just directly dial 911, just like when you're texting a friend or a family member, hit 911. And it will now, we have the capability in our center that it will come up on the screen. And we will start then. We have a drop-down box with prepared messages or prepared questions, I should say, and so we can respond right back to you without using voice.
So when do you anticipate the actual rollout of this service?
It'll be probably later this month in January. We're preparing now a quick informational video that we can give to the media and give to anyone who to put it on their website so that they know how it works. It is very, very similar to a regular text message between people now on your phones.
So how does Springfield and Greene County compare to comparable cities around the region or even around the country in terms of the latest technology, such as text messaging, for emergency communications?
I think we're second to none. Maybe I'm a little biased, but we are constantly looking at ways to improve what we can do technology-wise. Equipment is very, very important in the 911 world. It has just increased greatly over the last just few years. We did a large computer-aided dispatch upgrade last year, which is our CAD system, which is how we dispatch police and fire. We did a large phone upgrade. We're constantly trying to implement the latest industry technology. One of those is text to 911. There's a few centers across the country that have that, but we are very, very happy to have that capability, especially for our hearing and speech impaired community.
So what's next on the horizon? What's on your wish list? I'm sure you have a wish list a mile long, but what do you hope to bring to service here in the next, 2, 3, 5 years?
The next thing that's on the horizon for 911 in general, including us here, is called next generation 911, or we just call it next gen. It's where we can actually receive photos, live streaming videos, etc., from callers. Scares us a little bit on what we might see and hear, but we will be able to receive those. Then we can push that information out to our user agencies so they have the information as well.
Well, great. Thank you much. Today, our guest has been Zim Schwartz, the director for the Springfield Greene County 911 Emergency Communications Department. This program and others are available on the web at ksmu.org.